When wandering around the Lismore CBD, it becomes pretty obvious to even a layperson that Lismore City Council enforcement is lacking in equity and consistency. If something does not seem right, it is likely that it isn't. Equity refers to everyone being treated equally. When someone is provided with an advantage over another, it is inequitable. For example, some businesses may be seen to be doing something that few other businesses do. The rules may never be enforced against such businesses. However, other businesses are pulled up as soon as they do a similar thing. Allowing one business to obtain a competitive advantage over another business that is reluctant to break the law is irresponsible from any council. Consistency relates to regular enforcement to ensure ongoing compliance. There is no point stopping something for a week and then ignoring it for the next 12 months. Nothing is achieved by a hit-and-miss approach to enforcement. Lismore City Council is often heard to say that they are struggling financially and do not have the resources to enforce the rules and regulations. This seems to be their way out of many things. This seems absurd considering that enforcement would result in considerable revenue from infringement notices being issued. Lismore City Council has also been pushing a position of reducing enforcement and compliance requirements. A reduction in compliance is a very positive move and one that would be supported by the majority of the community. However, reducing enforcement is a position that results in inequity. Those who are happy to take the risk receive a competitive advantage. To clarify the difference, reducing enforcement means council will do less, but still may commence enforcement action if they choose to. Reducing compliance requirements means that it is easier to get things done, and issues of enforcement are of no concern since compliance has occurred. I'm still posting on the Big Robs Facebook page at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz. You can also find me by visiting the Big Robs website at bigrobs.com.au and following the Big Robs rant links. Join me to share your views.